From the Voice of America, this is Asia Weekly.
In this venue, I announce my separation from the United States.
Strong words from Rodrigo Duterte, the Philippine president. But what do some living in the Philippines think of the so-called Punisher charting a new course for the Asian archipelago away from its longtime ally? Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Miller. The previous statements by Duterte were made while on a state visit to China, where Duterte also announced,
America has lost me, and will I realign myself in your ideological flow. And maybe I will also go to Russia to talk to Putin and tell him that there are three of us against the world, China, Philippines, and Russia. It's the only way.
Duterte's calls for separation from the U.S. has resonated with some, which has led to protests against the United States, as Renato Reyes explains.
We have to understand the reasons why the people were protesting. So this had to do with U.S. troops, this had to do with U.S. bases, U.S. military facilities and military exercises. So to be able to resolve that, the president will have to make true his commitment to say goodbye to the U.S. in terms of the BFA, the EDCA, the Mutual Defense Treaty, and all other unequal agreements.
About 1,000 protesters gathered outside the United States Embassy in Manila on October 19th. An event that turned violent when a police van rammed through the assembled group. According to Reyes, at least three were hospitalized and 23 arrested. Daniel Russell, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, was in Manila and discussed what he called the succession of controversial statements.
For our part, the United States remains a steady and I hope trusted partner, a strong ally. We stand ready to honor our commitments. We stand by international law, and we stand by the Philippines.
President Duterte took to the podium in his hometown of Davao to clarify his remarks.
Even severe is to cut. Separate is just to chart another way of doing it.
Philippine Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase Jr. added,
there is a continuing need for us to make sure that we get to talk to each other and try to resolve whatever differences and clarifications still have to be made. And I have committed myself to that because it's very important that we continue also to talk to make sure that there will be no understanding about how our friendship and our strong relations would proceed.
However, while in Japan, President Duterte continued to send mixed messages when he announced that he'd like the Philippines free of foreign troops, noting,
I want them out. And if I have to revise or abrogate agreements, executive agreements, I will.
Now, from the Philippine city of Cebu, Lorna Bondoc, a local businesswoman, sees a brighter horizon with Duterte's pivot.
Overall, I think that the president's trip to Beijing is beneficial from the perspective of establishing and stabilizing bilateral ties, ushering in investments will surely support his economic agenda. Yeah, so overall, I think it's going to be beneficial economically for us in terms of investment, but setting aside the military or the territorial dispute.
Eddie, a 29-year-old computer science graduate who didn't want his last name used for broadcast, told VOA,
in my view, it will be basically good for us. He's trying to develop relations with China, so I think it will give us benefit.
Relationship with China. Basically, parang sa tingin ko, in terms of...
Basically, in my view, it's like for our, in terms of our independence. Perhaps in the long run, it will be for the betterment, but it will take a lot of sacrifices.
It is for the betterment naman, pero I think there will be sacrifices talaga.
While positive about Duterte's trip abroad, Eddie believed the president should have brought up the Permanent Court of Arbitration's ruling on the South China Sea while in Beijing. However, Bondoc was unsure what lasting effects may manifest if President Duterte follows through on his plans.
If it is true and the country disengages from the U.S., it could be detrimental for the Philippines, should ties with China and or Russia stall or go south. I mean, coming from an industry that's largely been supported by the government and the U.S. being our client, you know, we could say that the Philippines has long been a close ally of the U.S. on most all fronts. So I personally don't think the Philippines is ready to go against the world, as it's been put. that's treading on shaky ground. So it's just a question of whether the country is ready for and willing to embrace it or not.
As for the future of U.S.-Philippine relations, both sides will meet in late November for their annual discussions about the upcoming year, something that will hopefully provide clarity to Duterte's often contradicting comments. Well, what are your thoughts on Duterte's statements? Does the ambiguity in his remarks create problems for his foreign policy? Please send me your answers via Twitter to Steve Miller VOA, or you can do so on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends. And to get it delivered to you automatically, you can subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.